We're going to talk about one of the more depressing off-the-field pieces of sports news from the past couple of weeks, which is the clubhouse fire at Maesteg RFC. On Saturday, they did manage to play their first home match since that fire, and Scrum 5's Phil Steele went along to the Old Parish to see how the club is recovering.
Ready, ball in!
And rest. Well, I'm on the famous Old Parish pitch now, the home of Maesteg Rugby Club. The fire-damaged stand is just across to our left-hand side. But you can tell by the spirit of these boys who are preparing for this match, this friendly against Rhythvelyn this afternoon, that the club that spawned such greats as Windsor Major, Ray Chickle-Hopkins, Gwyn Evans and Alan Bateman, they're not going to let the little matter of fire destroy the spirit of a great club.
My name is David Morgan, I'm the chairman of Maesteg RFC. Since the fire, we've obviously learned now that we've had considerable damage to the upper part of the club, primarily the sponsors' lounge and the members' lounge. They've been totally gutted to a large extent. The downstairs has suffered primarily from water damage and smoke damage, which obviously will have to be repaired in good time as well. So at the moment, we're just trying to get the team on the field. The change rooms are up and running, and we're ready for our friendly today and then for our first league game in a couple of weeks' time.
How much is it galvanise the community?
Certainly we get a lot of sympathy from the community of the other local rugby clubs. The Quins and Celtic have been in touch and offered any help that they can give us, and certainly from further afield as well, even at regional level, we've had offers of help as well.
This is Grant Epton, the head coach of the Old Parish Club. When something like this does happen, is it something that you'll use perhaps in your team talk today, next week, or is it doesn't need to be said, everyone knows what's gone on and everyone will pull together anyway?
Well, I think if anyone's passionate about a rugby club, like I say, and you've only got to look up and see the devastation of the stand. So, like I say, when your heads are going to be down in the game, I think, like I say, if someone's to do that to your own house, that's going to motivate you. Like I say, and if anyone destroys that, this is our hometown. This is what we want to play for, and this is what we're going to get motivated for to do well for the season.
My state fundraising fire fund.
I better do my best and put something into the bucket here. This is the Maesteg Clubhouse Rebuild Fund. This is Trudy. What's the support been like from the community, from the supporters and from other people involved?
Oh, it's been fantastic. Everybody's devastated of what have happened up here, you know. And the club is an old club, you know, with a lot of history. Yes, I'd say everybody was devastated.
But knowing what you know about Maesteg, and I know you've been involved in the club for a while now, are you confident the club will pull through?
Oh, definitely. Without a doubt. They got some good people up here, you know, working really hard. They'll make sure they'll be up and running as soon as we can.
Well, the little matter of a fire in the clubhouse is not going to dampen the ardour of the Maesteg faithful, because out here by the side of the pitch we've got an awning. It can only be described as something like a Henley regatta, and Nicola the stewardess working hard to get as much beer and cider out to the members as she can. How difficult has it been for you as the stewardess of the club, organisation wise?
But everyone have really, really done well. All the helpers that don't get paid for nothing, everyone from the players, everyone has been so good, and it's been nice to see you.
This will never catch on, though, at Maesteg, will it? Al fresco beer drinking like this?
No, it's lovely at the moment, but when it's raining, definitely not. But we will be trying to sort something out when it's the wet weather.
Elaine is the treasurer of Maesteg. How difficult has it been cash flow-wise?
It's very difficult because this is the start of the season now. Unfortunately, we've got marvellous members that have still come along and paid their memberships. So that's enabled us to carry on. We've got a little bit of a cash flow. We're still waiting to hear from our insurance company. As soon as that is sorted, then, you know, happy days. We can just get on and start move forward and rebuild.
Now, this is one lady who's had to put up with more issues than most. It's Claire Lewis, the fixture secretary of Maesteg. It must have been an absolute nightmare for you, not knowing whether you could even use the field or not.
It was, Phil. We did have a contingency plan where we contacted our two home matches in September to say, you know, any chance we can reverse them. WRU, to be fair, did say they'd support us in this, and the two clubs said they would support us also. But as you can see today, I don't think we're going to need to use that plan. We're like a family in Maesteg, and I think we'll be like the phoenix out of the ashes, so to speak. You know, we're gonna be stronger and better than ever. The spirit of Maesteg hasn't gone anywhere. It's still here in those boys and the supporters and the committee, and it's going to be a good year for us.